Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. York reaches second base with a double. Hodgson moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Williams chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pesci. Pesci fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pesci. Hodgson scores. York scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr bunts towards third. Michaels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Lopat moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopat scores. Callaway moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Hodgson moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to third. Wright moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Pellegrini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopat bunts towards third. Pellegrini fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lopat, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pellegrini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Philly steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to first to double up Mealy. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Murphy. Tresh moves to third. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgson moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie McGaugh pinch hits for Johnny Murphy. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pesky. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Michaels. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodgen bunts towards the mound. Zuber fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. York hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Earl Harris now pitching. Wally Moses pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing third base. Bob Klinger now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.